conditional use number 2140, Santé Trucking, in care of Samuel Connors.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district for a trucking business, landscape, and material storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, approximately 0.5 mile north of VFW Road. The 911 address is 14292 DuPont Boulevard, Ellendale. The tax parcels are District 230, Map 31, Parcel 27, 2701, and 2702. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from DelDOT regarding the results of the service level evaluation, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, sir, and you are?
My name is Larry Pfeiffer, and I represent the applicant in the conditional use application, which is before the commission. Okay.
Are you an attorney?
I'm an attorney, and I have an office at 1201B Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware, okay. 19958.
And your bar number for the record is?
366.
366. Well, thank you for participating in our little bar number ritual. We do that for everyone. Of course, there's a guy in the back of the room who's got you beat. I think his number's like 3 or something.
But, yeah.
One off Caesar Rodney. That's
yeah.
what I
mean. Yeah, that's right. Well, welcome to Planning and Zoning, and please go ahead.
Thank you very much. The parcel in question here is a 5-acre parcel, which borders on Route 113. It's just south of Ellendale, Delaware. And it's my understanding that, first of all, my client has owned it for several years. And during the time that he has owned it, it's been used for the purposes for which he is seeking a conditional use this evening. It's also my understanding, and he can confirm, I believe, as well as any residents of the area, that this property has been used for many years prior as a trucking for trucking businesses, my client simply seeks in applying for this conditional use to voluntarily seek to come into compliance with the present county zoning laws. He has not been cited for any violations of anything by anybody. And in fact, it's I believe that the comprehensive plan recognizes this area already as a commercial area, or what should be dedicated to a commercial area. As I said, he simply wishes to have administrative or governmental recognition of the existing use, which has been ongoing for many, many years. At this point, I would defer and seek to introduce, first of all, my client, Mr. Connors, Sam Connors, who's this gentleman here, and also Mr. Kevin Smith, who's with the Kircher Group Engineers, who has been involved in preparing the exhibits which are before you. So at this point, we would offer to answer whatever questions you may have.
All right, then. That being the case, we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
It's my night. That's the old Will Meredith site, right?
Sam Connors, 32312 Jimtown Road, Lewis, Delaware. Yes, sir. Will Meredith's property.
So that's been a like a trucking yard for what, 40 years or so?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he had a logging and trucking operation.
Right. And you're just wanting to use it, you're just trying to get legal?
Yes, sir. As far as with the trucking and just, you know, the same use, no changes as far as building or the entrance. DelDOT came out and extended the pipe just because we have the truck traffic. They've even put in and repaved a section of road going north so that trucks didn't have to make a U-turn. They just come out and go north on the highway. If I can, I'd like to have Kevin just get up and tell you a few things about the property. Is that possible?
Sure.
Is there a way to show some of my exhibits?
If you tell us who you are first.
I'm Kevin Smith. I'm with the Kircher Group. I'm a project manager with the company.
Sure.
I've been there for 13 years. Yeah. I'm a USB.
Well, you know, I'm just having to see the slide.
Hey, at what point are you grandfathered? I bought my very first lowboy when Will Meredith had an auction.
What was the name?
30-some years ago.
Well, let me just back up because Janelle had the same question. What was it? Was it Will Merrick?
Meredith.
Meredith, okay. Meredith.
He was a logger. He was a logger.
So you'd be non-conforming or grandfathered if you were around in the early 1970s when they adopted zoning. So there's two ways you can go about it, really, and what they're doing is not the wrong way, and it's frankly, it's probably the right way or one of the right ways. You go to the Board of Adjustment and get confirmed that you are legally nonconforming, or you could come here and get the conditional use. But either way, it kind of gives a legal stamp of approval to what you've been doing, so going forward.
Well, they're here now.
Yeah.
Right. We might as well button this thing up.
Yeah.
I think it's cleaner simply because moving forward, if somebody comes in and does the same thing, and you know, they're all good to go.
To prove that they'd have to come go back, you know, in aerials and everything else before the early 70s, which you could do, but this is fine too, like Mr. Wheatley says.
I don't remember when it was ever anything else, you know.
How old were you when you bought that first one?
I've been in business 30 years, and it was when I went in business. I went up there and bought an old Rogers.
I think he was there before then.
35-ton trailer. Yeah. Oh, that no, he was shutting down then.
I was going to say, he was quitting when you were starting.
30 years ago.
So I'm going to say, I'll bet it's been there 50 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
That had nothing to do with that.
That has nothing to do with anything. We're just the entertainment while you were getting set up.
Reminiscing about how long this property has been
used the way it's being used.
Yes. Yeah.
Just how old we are.
Well, there's that.
So again, this project already has an existing metal building on it that they're using for, you know, storage of things, and it has an existing structure that is being used as some type of office building. Again, the entrance was expanded by DelDOT. They presented in their service level evaluation to planning and zoning, basically said that they're fine with the project as it is, as it stands. They're not requesting us to upgrade the entrance, do any turn lanes, anything of that nature. This photo shows the existing project and the crossover that DelDOT installed. They didn't talk with the client and say, do you want this? They understood that it's been a commercial project or parcel for decades. They didn't want the truck traffic to go south, try to make a U-turn and another crossover because it would be difficult. So they installed that crossover specifically for this development. And it's been recognized by the county in the existing land use as commercial. The properties around it are owned by the state of Delaware. They're completely wooded. If you drive by this site, unless you're looking for this property, you'll miss it. It's woods, 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 an entrance, woods, woods, woods. I'm sure everybody's driven by this and realized, oh, did I pass that yet? And that's the way this project has been for decades.
Okay. How long has that turnaround been there? For that crossover, roughly?
Samuel Connors, 32312 Jimtown Road, Lewis. It was before my time, to be honest with you. When we were there, they were coming to repave the roads a couple years ago, and they actually redid it and re-blacktopped it when they did 113 again.
How long have you owned the property?
I've owned the property since 2009.
Okay. So it was since before then, what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. 10 years. Been there 10 years.
Like a cruiser there or something?
Well, nobody would have.
Yeah.
No. I was just thinking about that back in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good spot.
Yeah.
You'd make a lot of money there.
The office building on the property has a well and septic already on it for use. And again, we're presenting the application to come into compliance, and they attempt to use it as is, as it was yesterday, will be as it is tomorrow. We hope that there aren't any conditions placed on it otherwise.
All right, then. Well, why don't we see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you?
Sure.
When we do that, okay? Gosh, you're up again.
I don't have any other questions. Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
I have none.
No questions. Thanks.
Ms. Stevenson? Staff? Anybody on that end? Staff on this end?
Like, what are the normal hours and how many employees do you typically have?
Oh, of course. Yeah, right. Since this is another one on 113, let's walk through it. Go ahead.
And do you have a sign, and would you
I thought you were done. I thought you were finished. You finished?
Can you answer any of these questions?
How many employees?
Sam Connors. It honestly depends on the time of year. The ag business really determines between the chickens and the farm. I mean, that's mainly the main business for it, which is high and low. I mean it could be 20 employees. I mean, there's the tractor trailers that come in and out, and it just depends on what time of the year when everything's going on. Somebody asked about a sign, but no sign at all. We truly do not want to change it at all in any way.
So we would be safe by saying a max of 20 or 25?
Well, there again, do we have on this one? He's out there in the middle of nowhere. He's been there forever.
Yeah. Right. I'm just trying to get information into the record.
Right.
No, I appreciate that. But if this is going to be my motion, I'd rather not limit him on that stuff. And are you sure you don't want a sign? I mean, you're welcome, even on the conditional use, to get a 32-square-foot sign lighted.
Yes, sir, I understand. I'd just rather not with
right.
What's in the area.
Well, you don't have to put up a sign.
Yeah.
I mean,
you'd rather be more
want to be able to.
We're not looking to have anybody come in or any sales, zero.
Right. Okay. Any outside storage?
Other than the trucks, so we have certain times of the year, the landscape material storage. I mean, just as far as some stone that we buy bulk, okay. But nothing that's...
Any repairing of vehicles or anything on site?
No repairs to any vehicles, only our own trucks as far as inside that shop. There wouldn't be any outside.
If you're handling motor oil and hydraulic fluid and so on, do you have a proper means of disposal for those items?
Yes, sir. There's a company that comes out of Wilmington. We have a storage tank. They come out, pump it out, actually recycle it.
Okay. Is there any excessive noise associated with your business other than the normal operation of vehicles?
No, sir.
Okay. Anybody else have any further questions?
You handled that pretty well. I mean, lighting that's going to bother the trees in the state forest?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean,
no. I think there's a lighting issue here, that's for sure. Anyone else have any questions? All right, then, gentlemen, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2140 Santé Trucking?
Makes
sense. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2140? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
We thank you for your time.
Indeed. Yep. Our next public hearing is changes.